Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chulin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Sholeach Adam, a person can send, Yarech. You can send to someone who's not Jewish, the thigh of a shechted animal, Shegiranasha B'Seichai, even though the Giranasha is still inside. What's the concern? The non-Jew is permitted to eat it. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. The concern is, or better yet, I would have thought that maybe the concern is Moshe is going to send his non-Jewish neighbor a Giranasha. Yaakov is going to see that it came from a Yid's house. He's going to buy it from the non-Jewish neighbor and eat it without taking out the Giranasha. So why talk is that not a concern? Because when you take out the Gid Hanasha, it's very clear that that whole area is missing. See, when the Gid Hanasha is taken out, anyone can tell that you had to cut open the Yerech in order to get to it. When he's going to look at this gift that the non-Jewish neighbor got and see that it wasn't even cut open, so of course he'll see that the Gid Hanasha is still there. He'll know not to eat it. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Neutel Gid Hanasha. If someone takes the Gid Hanasha from the Yerech, Tzorech Sheyitel Es Kuloi. You have to really get it all out. You have to make sure that you cut open every part where the Gid Hanasha reaches into. Now, part of the Gid Hanasha, if you follow it through, it like breaks up and it goes deep into the basar, into the meat. So the Tanakhama says you have to take it out. Rabbi Huda says the Lekayim by Mitzvah Netila. You have to remove only enough to be Mekayim this Mitzvah of removing it. In other words, only the part that's on top of the thigh, the part that's in the meat, is mutter, says Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that a person can send to a non-Jew a thigh with the Gid Hanasha inside. We're not scared someone's going to see this and assume that it's kosher, because you can tell. To take out the Gid, you have to cut it open, and it's not cut open, so he knows the Gid Hanasha is still inside. Now, like we said in our Hagdama, it's really complicated exactly what the Torah answered when it comes to the Gid Hanasha. There's the regular Gid Hanasha, there's the Gid Hachitzain. So we're talking here about the Gid, that part of it is mamish on top of the hip, continues to go and even breaks up. It's like branches of a tree into the meat. At one point, the Isra is only Midrabana, not Min HaTorah. Exactly where that point is also a Machlokes. But one thing is for sure. The long part of the Gid Hanasha that goes way past where the hip is, and for sure the part that branches off into the meat, many shittas hold that's only also midrabanan. Many shittas hold that even the Tanakhama, who is Rav Meir, also holds it's only also midrabanan. Again, especially the part that gets absorbed, that like branches out into the meat, but you still have to get it out. But either way, whether it's also midrabban or midiraisa, Rav Meir holds, you have to make sure everything comes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda. At one point, it's not even also midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, just take out the part that's over the hip.